fun. To this day, I love watching cartoons. You know, I have a really hard time watching like dramatic series though. Is like it's the same reason why I can't watch drama movies, is because unless it's like, I don't know, like almost based on a true story, I can't watch dramatic series because I almost always start laughing, especially during death scenes. It's because like I haven't seen too many people die, but like in movies when like the death scenes and they're all like, like looking at your eye and it's like so long and drawn out. Like I'm pretty sure like people just die. Like I don't think it's like, yeah. Hold on. Dave.
Well, they always got to say that last, you know, last thing, like the locket.
Yeah.
It's buried in the third drawer in the basement.
But I guess that is true, though. Like, you know how they always die and they always take that last breath and it's like, I guess that's a real thing. It's called like breath of aspiration or something like that. It's really when people make their last breath, it's real like gurgled out.
You can look it up on YouTube. There's a video of some guy in India who was making like, he was like some like politician and he was speaking and in the middle of it, he just stops and his eyes roll back and he slumps down in the chair and it looks like it's like from a movie, but the dude really, really passed away like on live TV and everybody's like, oh shit.
Wow.
It's nuts, right? I don't know. Hopefully it's something I never really have to witness in my life. You know, I'd be okay yeah. if I didn't have to.
But, I'd be okay with that. Yeah. Well, we're rolling.
That's good. All right. Nothing Important Podcast. This is the official episode one. Typically, this is where we probably have a theme song roll in, but we have yet to get the theme song going.
Post-production.
We'll add it in post, so it won't sound like we didn't have it live. So you don't right. have to say it live. You just say,
and go, the right there. See, that'd be a good.
You want to try take two of the opening?
Click.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking would be funny for the opening too is like, cause we're the Nothing Important Podcast, right? So I could be like, just come in like, hey guys, how's it going? Tommy, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Boots.
How you doing?
I need a sandwich.
Maybe we should just go with the normal. Do you guys want to just go with normal names? Fuck it and go with normal names. Make it easier.
Yeah. I mean,
like, we can have the nicknames too, but like,
yeah,
if we
just. Either way, like if we happen to say the real name, whatever.
Yeah. So a lot of times, what I like about, like, remember I was talking about Rokan? What I liked about it is that it was, because the way radio works a lot of times, you know, they get together ahead of time and they do show prep, right? And they'll just give a brief of like, here's, you know, what we like to talk about and just kind of catch up and shit, right? But what made Rokan awesome is like, they'd almost never stay on topic. They just kind of like go off and be like, oh, it's time for a commercial. Right, you know yeah. what I mean? They just like jack around kind of what we're doing. But like what I did like is at the beginning where like they acted as if like that was kind of the first time they saw each other for the day, you know, so they would like greet each other.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking like, how could we incorporate that in our thing? And we could do something like just make it our thing and be like, oh, good morning, guys. Like, Tommy, how you doing? And then like you respond and like, Dave, how you doing? Like, you guys want to talk about politics? And like, no. Like, you guys want to talk about like whatever big name story of the week? No. I was like, all right, Nothing Important Podcast, episode one, let's go. And then theme song.
Okay.
Right?
I like how we're into our first podcast and we're still talking how we're going to do our
podcast. Yeah, remember that time we hung out for a couple hours last week and we were trying to figure out what
we
should do?
Yeah, we did that podcast and we're like, hey, let's see if we can do a podcast and what we're going to talk about. And then we get together and like, so I think for the podcast.
Right. Well, that's our thing, you know, is anything worth doing is worth doing half-assed, Dave.
Exactly.
Exactly. Tommy, that's just kind of our motto.
I'm show motto.
I'm currently looking at my phone for a stopwatch so we can get some kind of timing down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's telling me I have a timer and an alarm clock, but for the stopwatch, I must download the app.
That's fucking bullshit, dude.
There's an icon on the app for the stopwatch.
There's this thing. It's called a clock.
Yeah, I have it on my iPhone.
It's 10:10.
I'll go ahead and do it.
We just watch the time.
Two, there's four, there's six or eight. All right, look, stopwatch. Ready?
Go.
Bam. There we are. All right, stop.
Oh, that's what it is. It's shucking carts and hauling freight.
Shucking carts and hauling freight. That's exactly right.
Oh, my God. I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
All right.
Let's get back to the house and watch some Thomas the Train.
What are you going to do today? Well, I don't got shit to do, you know. Maybe I'll just go home, like, pour myself a drink and watch some Thomas and the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
Fucking Sir Topham Hatt. Sir Topham Hatt. He's awesome, right? He's a chubby little guy. Kind of looks like the Monopoly guy without a mustache. And he's in charge of whatever the little island is.
Yeah, and he talks to trains all day.
Yeah. Who the hell wouldn't want to talk to trains?
You'd be a sucker not to do it.
Right, yeah. And really, you can't afford to in this day and age. Like, You don't want to lose money on not talking to trains, which right. makes absolutely no sense in any context whatsoever.
I do think that name is genius, though.
Sir Topham Hatt?
Sir Topham Hatt.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. If you want to make a children's show, you just got to you create names of something that is totally obvious to like what that character is.
Right, exactly. Like, I would be Big Fat and White Guy.
You'd be like Captain Miller Lite Hawaiian shirt. All right, so you guys want to try like an opening like that, and then you can edit back in?
Yeah, that's fine.
No?
Yeah. What?
You don't seem very enthused.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm just thinking, like, we're going to keep some of this stuff, and I'm just like...
Well, then you just put it in mental notes. Wherever you want to throw it in, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, we'll do this.
Like when we clap?
That's like the clicker, you know, for like the timer, the sync thing for film.
Yeah.
The clacker. This is how we know we're starting. Ready? We're starting.
Nice stepping up. Do you like the MacBook?
I do like the fact that I can watch porn without worrying about viruses.
Nice. Wait, well, you're paying for that premium. That's why MacBooks are so much better.
No, I like them. It's decent.
They're not made for left-handed people. I'm left-handed, and no matter what I try to do, I always swipe the screen past what I'm trying to do. Like, if I'm trying to click on, like, a link or something, it'll move it to, like, Apple Word or whatever fuck the typing program is on that.
I have a hard time navigating the Apple OS.
Yeah. Are you left-handed, or is it just cumbersome?
Do you not like pictures?
It's too user-friendly.
Throw pictures. Too user. I want something to give me a hard-ass time. I'm paying extra for a little inconvenience, and damn it, they should deliver.
Why do I have to go to the applications folder for my applications? I just
fucking bullshit.
Why do I have to use the mouse? I don't like to use the mouse. I like shortcut keys.
They have shortcut keys.
Well, I don't know them.
Yeah, because they're all, but it's like, they're not even shortcut keys. Like on Windows, it's, you hit like control and whatever else. On Apple, it's like you got to hit the weird little squiggly sign and then control shift and like a number. And then that does something simple, like move you back like two paragraphs. Like it's never anything easy. At my last job, I had to use a MacBook Air, and I would always be like taking a screenshot, right? On a Windows computer, you hit the print screen button.
System required.
What is it?
System required, right? I don't even know what that means. Why does it say that?
Shift Command 3.
Oh.
Is that on MacBook or
on a MacBook? So take your screenshot, like Shift Command 3.
Yeah, but then it also, the one that I used also asked you if you hit it, it didn't just take a screenshot, it would put up a cursor. So then while holding the buttons, you had to drag the cursor.
Oh, that's
to like encompass what you wanted to take a screenshot of.
Yeah, that's not on mine.
No?
No, you just Shift Command 3, it's your screenshot right there. Boom. Done.
Well, you either got the fanciest MacBook or the shittiest MacBook, depending on how you look at it.
No, the key commands are pretty easy with Apple.
I don't know, can't do it.
But I have to for the industry that I am pursuing a career in, because Apple is the industry standard for audio.
Mm-hmm.
Snooty bitches.
You don't have to upgrade an Apple a lot either, do you?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
We turn into Apple talk all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still like the slowest person ever on an iPhone. Like if somebody tells me to take a picture, I might as well just pull out like a camera and put film in it because it takes like 20 minutes. Like, hold on, I just got to like line this up and push the little button.
I almost got an iPhone basically more for work stuff, but I picked up like the 4S, and then I picked up like the Galaxy X3, and I was like, screen size is way too different, so I went the Galaxy.
You like the bigger screen size?
Yeah, I have huge fingers.
I don't know, I finger
everything on a big screen.
Remember cell phones used to be huge, and then they got super tiny, and now they're like the size of a baking pan now?
Yeah, like people got the Notes. It's like it's got straps on it, so you can carry it on your back.
Like, hold on, I'm roaming, and then you put up like an antenna for me. Yeah.
Like, let me get my stylus ready, and you got to pull out of your pocket and assemble the stylus to use your fucking phone.
Tim, you got the new iPhone?
No. I have a broken iPhone 5.
Nice. Mm. So that's the thing is, they're so similar and everything anymore. Like I can't see why an upgrade would be worth it.
Because Apple wants your money.
Oh, mine just happened to break right at 2 years old. So
you don't have like a warranty or anything like that.
I'm fighting through it. Damn the man. Full speed ahead.
Did you go to the Genius Bar?
They have a bar in there.
That'd be awesome.
Lingerland.
Are we recording? All right, we're recording. It is. This is what we forget to do all the goddamn time. We always forget to keep time on this.
Yeah. You did like 80 something minutes last time.
Yeah, that's okay.
Cell phone's off.
Ringer off anyway.
Ringer has to be off. Cell phone has to remain on. It's boring, but it's my life.
That's my life.
It's now or never, dude. Now or never. You want some earplugs?
For what?
I don't know.
What do you wear earplugs for? I couldn't hear you talk.
Protection from sound.
Protection from sound?
Yeah, it's like an ear condom, kind of.
I just found some in my wash last night.
Ear condoms?
Ear plugs.
Oh.
All right. All right, so that's probably good, right? Is that okay like that, Dave, you think?
Sure.
If not, you can fix it in post. It's like the theme of our show. We're just going to go ahead and fix everything in post.
Right. You know, anytime you say fix it in post, it always has to remain in.
Yeah, that's like a rule.
That's like, yeah, it's like the ongoing joke we've been doing. I think we're up to like five times. Flood's been like, we'll just cut that out anyway.
Yeah, cut that out in post.
Yeah.
We should keep a like a ticker. Like every time somebody says keep it in post and how many times it's left in the podcast.
Like now.
Exactly.
Shower.
You had a flag football league.
Yeah, I had a flag football team, and a lot of the guys on my team were from that team that went to state in like 2003.
So were they taking it, like, super serious?
No, but they were hyper-competitive, and we were really, really good, except for every time we get to the championship game, guys would be like, okay, I'm going to run 40-yard routes for the rest of the day.
I don't get it.
Because we just, like, play normal football until we get to the championship, then all of a sudden everybody wants to catch, like, 80-yard bombs, you know, for, like, their highlight reel. And I'm like, we're in the championship, and now you want to have, like, a highlight reel of, like, who you're trying to impress. Like, your girlfriend and his girlfriend are the only two people in the fucking stands. You know, I was like, let's just go win a goddamn football game.
Was that a big league? Was there a lot of people that came out and played flag football?
Yeah, there was, I think the most we had was, like, 12 teams in one league. Usually be between 8 and 12 teams of, like, it's 8-on-8, so every roster would have between 10 and 20 guys on it.
That would be fun.
Did you hear a lot of high school glory stories?
No, not really.
No?
No, like, guys on my team would make bets to see who can catch the most touchdowns and stuff, so they get a little bitchy sometimes.
But I just was there a lot of super fans, like people's uncle showing up with like their high school Letterman jacket?
No, one guy's dad would come out
in a high school Letterman jacket.
No, just like,
not the uncles, the fathers would though.
Because you know, there's still like parents that'll just like, you know, even if the kid's in their 30s, they'll go see their kid play, you know, their offspring. Sorry to say kid.
Those are called weirdos.
You know, they're in their 20s. And like, it was funny because he would come out every game and I would give him shit because it'd be like 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Like, what are you doing out here? Like, watching your kid play football. And he's just like,
somebody's got to bring the cocoa and Sunny D.
Well, I mean, if you go down the welcome packet for the league, it was my turn to bring snacks.
but it was
bullshit because they wanted me to bring something healthy. But you know,
no, it was funny though because there would be some guys, like one guy got a concussion. And he wouldn't get off the field.
Just got to play through it, man.
I know. And we're like, dude, this is rec league flag football. Like, you have a serious medical condition right now, and you're going to stay out there because it's rec league flag football.
How do you get a concussion?
He fell on his head. People get hurt all the time playing. It's a full contact sport.
Honestly. Flag football?
Mm-hmm.
Can't tackle.
And the line play is full contact.
Oh.
And you got guys, you know, guys will die for the ball, hit their heads.
Oh.
One year we played on a field that had a asphalt track around, or like a, yeah, like an asphalt racetrack around it, and he blew out his knee when he hit that.
Does everybody show up before the games and everybody brings a rake so they can get all the rocks off the...
It's actually a pretty well-groomed field.
Like, most of the injuries happen when somebody falls down and there's like a root.
Pretty much. But it was mostly finger injuries and knee and head injuries. Guys,
flag football is way more hardcore than I ever thought it could be.
It was fun. I loved it because I played the Lions, and it was legit pass blocking against the full-on pass rush. With no pads.
Did they have announcers?
No.
That'd be awesome.
No announcers. We did a couple of tournaments that were actually pretty fun. One of them that, remember that?
Oh, I came to...
Yeah, you came because you were the only person. Like, everybody bailed the night before.
What did I come watch or play?
I got to tell you that, though. You went and paid the fees for me. And
oh, yeah.
We couldn't make it. Yeah. But before the year before that, we went to a tournament. And, I mean, this is legit organizations nationwide. They have national championships in Florida that they throw a big deal for. I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so we played D-League ball, you know, A through D.
Okay.
D is like D the crappy the us, you know. So we watched an A-League game. And this is like Division One football players, Division Two football players. I think some guys even played pro ball. You know, they're all older guys. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most intense football games I've ever seen in my life.
Guys that probably didn't go out till 3 a.m. the night before.
Right. Like hardcore, take this shit seriously, national championship contenders, like in the ref's face, yelling.
How much money do they win for that? Do they win money for that?
No, it's just pride.
Like, you go to their hotel, and the coach of the team is knocking on everybody's door, making sure that they're in before curfew.
I always wondered how seriously they take it, because when they're on the field, there's like a general of the team, like a legit head coach. The quarterback is like fucking Peyton Manning out there yelling at his players.
I feel bad for those people. I don't know.
But they love it.
I that's why I feel bad for them.
It's like
that they care that much about it.
Well, everybody's got their thing, though. I mean, you know, like. Look at what we're doing. We can't have much of us sitting here in a studio.
And I'm sure there's a healthy mix of like guys reliving their glory days and guys that are legitimately just love being out there and playing. You know?
Everybody's a nerd about something, Tim.
Yeah. If my team hadn't quit because it just kind of fizzled out, I'd still be playing. I'd still be doing it.
Yeah, I geocache. Which could be the topic of another show about how lame I am, but
I don't get too worked up about anything.
No. I'm sure this whole flag football thing get cut out. I finally do some talking. I'm just going to cut it out.
No, you just take the best bits and pieces.
Yeah, I'll chop it up.
This is like one of the best work days I've had in a long time. This is nice.
You're getting paid for this?
Well, yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Well, I'm not getting paid for this. I'm salary. It doesn't matter. I'm always working.
I got paid yesterday for a client that showed up 3 hours late, super stoned. Fucking didn't even know what he was doing, recorded half a verse, and then took off.
Is this the witty rapist?
It was so awesome. I'm like, what do you think?
Let me hear it again. Really?
Yeah.
Why would you even waste your money?
He paid me.
In cash?
Full pay? In cash?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right, what do you think? Good podcast?
Pretty good podcast.
Going with that? Anything you want to talk about?
Gambling slot machines adding skill to attract video game generation.
Oh, yeah. How fucking cool is that? I was just in Vegas, and, you know, a lot of slot machines. That's the only thing I play in Vegas, because I can't do the simple math for, like, blackjack. Like, I am the worst blackjack player. Like, they'll throw down, like, a nine and a queen, and I'm still counting on my fingers. like, hold on. I got to figure out what... Can't do it. But I came across an article saying that since gambling is kind of decreasing as the population ages, they're trying to bring people like us who are familiar with video games trying to put skill into the slot machines.
I prefer just to gamble on regular video games.
They should. Why can't, like, sports?
Bowling.
Okay. Tim is a electronic bowling master.
Would you do like a dollar a pin?
That's one option. Yes. We've done that. Or just highest score. Then we give handicaps. We actually had a virtual bowling league at a bar in Chicago, and the winner got...
That sounds so much more fun than actually starting a bowling league.
It was, because they have drink specials for the league, and the winner wins a nominal bar tab.
Really?
And nice. Yeah, this is the third or fourth, and we've come in at least top three every time.
See, maybe that'll be where they're going, because you go to Vegas and you can bet on like actual professional sports games.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be awesome if they just had like a bunch of like professional players and paid them to play the games, and then people could bet on the people playing the game.
I would just rather play myself and bet.
Bet against yourself?
No.
So you always
play myself and bet on myself.
I just lost a bet to myself.
I tried to get people to play $50 money games last night after bocce ball, and nobody would have it.
So cold. Such bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not ready for this. When it snows at Halloween, you pretty much know.
Are we recording, Dave?
Yep.
You know what the funny thing about, because I lived in Florida forever, and like the funny thing about it is I never realized how obvious everybody is to the weather. And my wife and I joke about it all the time. Because
oblivious, you mean?
No, like, well, I guess oblivious, but how obvious everybody has to be about it. Oh, like living in Chicago, people are like, oh, man, snowing today. It's awful cold. Like everybody you talk to, be like, oh, it's so cold. It's like, yeah, winter happens sometimes. Every once in a while, the winter will come along, maybe snow.
Once a year, that shit comes back around.
I like when I visited that one time, and it was, you know, January,
mm-hmm.
and it was 50-something degrees and raining, and everybody's like apologizing for the weather. Like, oh, sorry, this is such a bad week for weather. I'm like, do you realize, like, the airports are shut down back home because of ice?
Absolutely. You
know, when, I'm standing in the hoodie. I'm cool.
One of the things I miss most about Florida is for Thanksgiving and Christmas, my wife and I, what we would do, because we were the only ones down there, we didn't have any family besides us. And what we do every Thanksgiving and Christmas is we take the top off the Jeep and drive to Daytona Beach and drive down the beach and have, like, dinner at this crappy little restaurant called Krabby Joe's. It's on a pier.
Nice.
That like goes out over the ocean. You can get like this amazing fisherman's breakfast for like $3.
Mm.
It doesn't even have a floor except for the pier. So as you're sitting there eating like 100 feet out over the ocean, like all that's protecting you from the element is a bunch of clear tarps and plywood. I have no idea how it passes health regulations because they obviously have a kitchen in this place, but there's no floor. So I'm thinking the only part of it that's built out the code or built out is the kitchen, because the rest of it is where you sit. Like, you look down, the gaps in the pier are all like half an inch, so you can see the tide rolling in.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And you'll be sitting there eating breakfast, and a fisherman will walk through with like 3 tackle boxes and 4 fishing hooks, like walk through the restaurant to go to the other side so he can fish off the pier.
Fish off the pier, yeah. That's so awesome. Did we go there on the spring break?
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite an epic pose you got going on right there. Hold on. Stay just like that. It's just a you look so uncomfortable and unnatural.
Let me see.
Try to take a picture of the Blues Brothers. What? Looking hilarious. All right, we're recording?
Yes.
All right. You okay? You gonna live?
Yeah, just readjusting my seat. For some reason, I choose to sit on a drummer's throne when we do this shit.
It's probably not the most comfortable of...
It's not bad, though.
It's not bad?
Yeah, I like it. Because I want to be a drummer deep down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be a drummer deep down.
I'm going to, foreshadowing, I'll be playing the drums in the next song that we do.
Really?
Yeah, I plan on playing the drums, the bass, the guitars, probably some synth.
Synth?
And,
nice.
Backing vocals. Yeah,
I don't know. Drumming boggles my mind. It does. Seriously does. I cannot. When we had the band, I'd sit there and watch Tim or the guys from 10 Minute Vision, and I'd watch their drummer, and I'd be like, "Wow, that's so amazing!" Like I have trouble walking sometimes without like running into a door. I couldn't imagine have 3 of my 4 limbs doing different things. Right.
I was in a band with the guy that had the quad separation.
Isn't that insane?
He was in our band. You know.
Who was that?
We're saying names?
Oh, okay. That's out anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe I'll just bleep it out. Yeah. But yeah, I remember one time we were getting ready for a show or something, and it was just me and him practicing. You weren't there. And I had to stop him and be like, dude, can you simplify the drum beat a little bit? And he got extremely butthurt, and I'm like, I get it. Like, you're an amazing drummer. We're trying to do a dance song here.
Right.
You know? Like, do you listen to pop music and how simple the drums are? You know, it's, yeah.
It's funny, as you get older, too, like, bands that go by the wayside that don't make music anymore that you absolutely love. They're not together anymore, but we were talking earlier about the Ghetto Billies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing. This band, Tommy, the Ghetto Billies, one of the things that I remember about it was everybody in the band seemed to be like 7 feet tall, except for the lead singer, who looked exactly like Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live. But they put on such a great show. They were so damn funny. And I don't remember exactly why they're no longer around, but man, the awesome, awesome band.
That was a great combination of talent, humor. My God.
So good.
Just very entertaining all around.
Chops, good songs, funny. Yeah.
Well, just very talented individuals. Very
insanely talented.
Yeah. I taught myself how to play guitar, and when I see drummers, like I still can barely play guitar. I don't consider myself like a great guitarist,
mm-hmm.
but when I see drummers, I'm like, how do you use
all I don't know.
Like I watch them and I'm like,
I play zero instruments.
Vibra slap. I'll teach you that one.
Like I'm terrible at playing the car horn. I'm just terrible, terrible at music. I don't know. I don't even know why the hell I attempt, other than the fact that I think it's just kind of funny to be silly.
But
I guess that's what it's all about. Speaking of bands I used to listen to, you guys remember Crash Test Dummies?
Oh yeah.
Like, saw the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life on YouTube. I just looked them up to see what they were doing nowadays, and it had the lead singer. He looked he was just like whittling away. I don't know if he has cancer or what, but his singing was so labored because he had a really deep voice, and it was so labored. It sounded like he was having genuine trouble like breathing when he sang, and I was like, wow, I'm getting old. But I will say, God Shuffled His Feet by Crash Test Dummies is an amazing album. I know it's not like the most rocking album ever, but if you listen to it, that is an amazing album.
They're good. Talented musicians, just didn't quite hit the mainstream, except for that one track.
Like, God Shuffled His Feet is a great song. God Shuffled His
Feet is a good song, too, but, like, because I remember you telling me about that, so we were at, like, a party at my friend's house, and, you know, YouTubing the music, and I'm like, play God Shuffled His Feet by Crash Test Dummies, and, like, everybody was just like, what is this shit? And I was like, this song's good. It's a little boring.
You know who I still listen to this day, and they're my all-time favorite band, is They Might Be Giants.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Tiny Toon Adventures?
Particle Man, dude.
Yeah, exactly, right? They had like
Istanbul was Constantinople.
Right, that's They Might Be Giants. That's actually a cover of a song by four young lads or something like that from like the 1940s.
That's the only album I owned, and the album was named Flood.
Yeah, named Flood. And I finally got to go see them 2 years ago in concert with John Colton.
I think I still have the pictures.
Yeah, amazing show. What I like about them, though, is like they kind of grown with me. So it's like now they put out children's records. So it's like here come the ABCs and here comes Science. And it's just like they're really quirky music, but songs made for kids.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite ones, and they played it in concert, is called Alphabet of Nations, where they just say, you know, like Afghanistan, Bolivia, like they go through the nations, but no nation starts with W or X. So their nation for that is West Xylophone. It's awesome.
What you did there.
Yeah.
You saw him with Jonathan Colton? Is that how you came across him?
Yeah. No, well, I came across him just because I'm a nerd and he has a song called
Cold Monkey.
Well, that's a good one, too.
Oh, R.E. Your Brains.
R.E. Your Brains, yeah, about the office worker who's boss. That song is absolutely genius because I love how the boss that gets turned into a zombie is so condescending to the employee that gets trapped. Absolutely genius music. He put on, you know, he also did the end credits song called Still Alive from the video game Portal. Have you ever played Portal?
No, I've never played Portal.
Portal is an amazing series of games. And it's a first-person shooter, but you get a blue portal and an orange portal. Ooh. And it's a first-person like puzzle game. Mm-hmm. So if you shoot like a blue portal on the wall and an orange portal on the floor and throw something through the blue portal, it'll pop up through the orange portal.
Right.
So it's nothing but a series of puzzles. And the overall story of the game is like you play a protagonist who has been trapped by this robot computer, like sentient computer. And she's basically using you as a rat in a maze to see if you can get out.
Oh.
But throughout it all, you can die, right? Like, she's really trying to kill you. So at the end, the protagonist ends up escaping and killing, her name is Gladys, killing Gladys.
Huh.
But in the end credits, when you watch the credits at the end of the game, a John Colton song starts that's Gladys singing, and she's basically taunting the player, saying, like, well, I'm still alive, and I'll be here long after you're dead.
Awesome.
Dude, it's an amazing song amazing game. So if you've never played Portal or listened to John Colton, you should. See, he's, to go back to talking about, like, the days of bands, he does something amazing, too. See, this is so smart of using modern-day technology. How John Colton started was as a computer programmer, and he quit his job to become a musician. And how he promoted himself, he started making a song a week. So it's a thing a week.
Ah.
And he would go on audio and band message boards where people talk about making music, and he would post them. And I don't know the name of the website, but there was a website where like you could post your song to battle somebody else's song.
Oh, nice.
And they would vote up the song. And so the song that kept getting voted up would stay on the website, and the other one they'd erase from the website. So it was like a battle between new musicians.
And it's a life or death, like a death match.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, for independent musicians.
Yeah.
And his songs kept rising to the top, like R.E. Your Brains, Code Monkey, and he has a whole slew of them. Like, there's a hilarious one. There's
some other good ones, too.
Yeah, like Mr. Fancy Pants, that cracks me up because it's all about a guy who has the best pants in the world. Just genius, like, storytelling and songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but long story short, John Coltrane's pretty awesome. But that's how I got into him, and that's the kind of music I really dig. That's why I can't stand I hate my daddy music. I don't have cable. I do everything like Netflix style and over the internet. You know what I mean?
It's the only way to do things nowadays.
And it's the same with like radio, Pandora. I love Pandora because I have They Might Be Giants radio, and that's pretty much all I listen to. I'll thumbs up and thumbs down stuff, and over the past 10 years, you know, it's pretty good rotation of stuff that I would like to hear. I don't know. We could just edit out this whole conversation.
We'll
do it for another day. You want to just go ahead and do the closing?
Do you want to talk about Thanksgiving at all, since it's like the week of Thanksgiving?
Didn't we talk about Thanksgiving earlier?
Yeah. Well, Black Friday?
Oh, yeah.